You're listening to Wavelength on BFM 89.9.
Hello, welcome to Wavelength, bringing the best sounds from the Asian region. Today on the show, I'm joined by local rapper and R&B singer Airlifts, who's dropping his brand new single alongside Leon Sophia. The brand new song is called Nice to Know Ya. We'll find out more from him in just a bit. But before that, I've got some hip-hop tunes for you. Let's start off with one from RXF Relit, some Kelantanese rap. He'll be performing live at Rong by Ting City this Saturday. The event is for the tour finale for Kelantanese punk band No Good. And there'll be other bands as well performing, like Lust, Integers and Wife Biscuit. That's happening this Saturday. But in the meantime, check this one out. Here's RXF Relit and Yaf with Lai Lai.
Kami masih steady dalam game, yeah, yeah. Tak ada scope, tapi masih aim, yeah, yeah. Semua gerak slow, kami on the go. Ulang baris macam channel Esterol.
Kami masih steady dalam game, yeah, yeah. Tak ada scope, tapi masih aim, yeah, yeah. Semua gerak slow, kami on the go. Ulang baris macam channel Esterol.
Banyak pengikut, banyak mengikut, ay, ay. Kalau perasan, banyak yang kalut, ay, ay. Selam ke laut macam Kodina. Kodina. Aku tak sober sebab morfina. Lai lai, yang masih lai lai. Kalau cari emas, biar jumpa luncai. Hidup kura-kura, jangan buat cincai. Sebab masa depan ada tepuk macam mirfly. Loki, wah tak masuk campur. Loki, wah tak pernah campur.
Kami masih steady dalam game, ya ya. Tak ada scope tapi masih aim, ya ya. Semua gerak slow, kami on the go. Ulang baris macam channel Esterol.
Kami masih steady dalam game, ya ya. Tak ada scope tapi masih aim, ya ya. Semua gerak slow, kami on the go. Ulang baris macam channel Esterol.
Bagi aku sedap habis licin gomo. Mutu biada asu hesi papa gomo. Keep it online walau tidak on time. Masih king ke latte walau tidak orang kena. Aku up, teru up untuk kelate. Tengok atas duduk bawah tuan nak jatuh. Tepuh banyak cabai walau duduk sore. Susah-susah payah, mana ada jalan seni. Jangan jadi budak untuk layak Disney. Walau memang orang tua tentu kecil hati. Biar aku go loose apa masa seru. Lepas lagu release, gamang mahu makan budu. Lagu tu, lagu ni, masih putar laguku. Pusing slow walau tidak laju. Tidak ambil tahu pasal demo cemburu. Lepas masuk vibe, nama aku laku. Kami masih steady dalam game, ya yeah, ya yeah. Tak ada scope tapi masih aim, ya yeah, ya yeah. Semua gerak slow, kami on the go. Ulang baris macam channel Esterol.
Kami masih steady dalam game, ya yeah, ya yeah. Tak ada scope tapi masih aim, ya yeah, ya yeah. Semua gerak slow, kami on the go. Ulang baris macam channel Esterol.
Kedai jamu busy kat kedai ketuk. Tarik dalam-dalam jangan sampai kau batuk. Toke kedai jamu busy kat kedai ketuk. Tarik dalam-dalam jangan sampai kau batuk. Toke kedai jamu busy kat kedai ketuk. Tarik dalam-dalam jangan sampai kau batuk. Toke kedai jamu busy kat kedai ketuk. Tarik dalam-dalam jangan sampai kau batuk. Kedai jamu bawa kedai getuk. Sekali teguk terus korang mabuk. Baju lusuh tak main cucuk. Tayar unduk kedai jamu masuk. Lari dengan geng tapi bukan titi. Cross mole macam naik titi. Toki jamu awet keliling sisi. Potong suku dengan 100cc. Kelar rahsia korang tali masuk. Salah peti nanti kami basuh. Rumah kau kami pakai kasut. Kena jerut dengan tali barut. Kedai jamu jual kurma. Toki ngawet pergi date. Bawa balik ke rumah. Gua smash cak anak si date. Toke toke kedai jam. Toke 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 jam. Toke toke kedai jam. Toke toke ayo. Toke kedai jamu busy kat kedai ketuk. Tarik dalam-dalam jangan sampai kau batuk.
Tokek kedai jamu, busy kah kedai ketuk. Tarik dalam-dalam, jangan sampai kau batuk. Tokek kedai jamu, busy kah kedai ketuk. Tarik dalam-dalam, jangan sampai kau batuk. Tokek kedai jamu, busy kah kedai ketuk. Tarik dalam-dalam, jangan sampai kau batuk.
Kedai jamu, awet baru, pandu lalu. Baby come true, macam Medi, jangan macam tu, how you met me. Bolor ada rokok suria, nyala lighter, nyala dunia. Abunda, usha-usha, ada engkau bela-bela. Dark, tak datang, kalau kerja, nak hutang. Ni kedai ketuk, lu pula kena lempang. Dua dog, cam tokek kedai jamu. Lu pula lonely, cam tokek jamu. Okay ketuk,
You're listening to Wavelength on BFM 89.9.
Hidup penuh masalah, penuh drama. Tak ada masa untuk masalah. Hidup penuh masalah, penuh drama. Tak ada masa untuk masalah.
Hidup penuh masalah, hey.
Penuh masalah, hey. Hidup penuh masalah, hey. Penuh masalah, hey.
I look bad when you're around me. All those pussy they want their time to free me. You gotta let it all out. Keep going, no stop. We stay thinking, no doubt. You know that, you know you gotta move. I was born with that sauce, man, I gotta juice. Give it a low, we'll make it a go. All the props, I forgot for that blow. All bands, I'm going loco. Shot that, you know I'ma do dope.
Damn sure, aku masih pang. Jadi korang jangan datang masuk line. Masalah ku banyak batahi sabatu. Pikiran ku tekelu, bibir ku membisu. I've been thinking suicide in my head and you know. They don't give a fuck if I was dead and I know. And I done pull out all the problem in my head and take the shot. And my time is I can lay back on my bed.
Aku sebandar, aku tinggal kaya, tengah silap. Aku sedekah bagi aku buat sebab ku cerahkan hidup. Tanya lagi kau tak tahu jalan yang belum terlewat. Tapi ku dah servis silapku yang lepas si pandalan lagi cepat jauh-jauh. Aku tak nak ingat, tak nak borak apa-apa. Bukan dapat ingat, now we throw that and dump that. All the bad stuff, gotta forget. Bapa simpan, bapa collect. Don't need that shit, come on forget. Kau banyak masalah macam page majalah-majalah. Yang mana majalah musikal, kat mana silap kau? Kau penuh masalah.
Hidup penuh masalah, hey. Penuh masalah, hey. Hidup penuh masalah, hey. Penuh masalah, hey. Hidup penuh masalah, penuh drama. Tak ada masa untuk masalah. Hidup penuh masalah, penuh drama. Tak ada masa untuk masalah, eh.
Alright, Force Park Boys with the tune Masalah. This one is the bonus track from their Terperangkap EP. And right before that was the tune Toke Kedai Jamu from Artemis featuring Son of Eater. Alice will be joining me in the studio right after this. He'll be sharing with us more details about his brand new track that he has with Leon Sophia. It's dropping this Friday. But in the meantime, here's another collaboration from Alice. This one is featuring Midnight from Mass Music. And it's a brand new one called Pina Colada. Don't go anywhere. I'll be speaking to Alice right after this. Stay tuned right here on Wavelength, BFM 89.9.
She running, wanna kick it, come and fly with me. She know she gotta go, so loco, come and ride with me. Pina colada, drink like this, no tomorrow. Oh, my chica looking good, swimming in gualo. Swimming in gualo, swimming, swimming in gualo. Swimming in gualo, swimming, swimming in gualo. Swimming in gua, swimming in gualo. Swimming in gua, swimming in gualo. Chica looking so fine, what I done do to make you mine? Swimming in gualos, we chilling in Kuala Loco. Now you on fire, shawty done like my desires. Baby, they all out here dying, no one be taking that cover. Don't gotta drop no Chanel on it, we been to Gucci, they love us. Back then, girl, you didn't feel for me, but now you wanna feel some way. She be screaming, alright, I be me.
She know she running, wanna kick KK, come and fly with me. She know she gotta go, so loco, come and ride with me. Pina colada, drink like this, no tomorrow. Oh, my chica looking good, swimming in gualos. Swimming in gualos, swimming, swimming in gualos. Swimming in gualos, swimming, swimming in gualos.
She are, yeah, she looking mad.
I'm bringing the bag.
2,500,000. The lotto, I'm making rain. Mitsuki dripping like lemonade. She ride on my feet like a limousine. Yeah, things change. I know you lie to get low. Oh, push your body down and take it slow. Oh, yeah, I know. She's chasing all the bags and making rich. She like it when I hit it from the bed.
She know she running, wanna kick it, come and fly with me. She know she gotta go, so loco, come and ride with me. Pina colada, drink like there's no tomorrow. Oh, my chica looking good, swimming in gualos. Swimming in gualos, swimming, swimming in gualos. Swimming in gualos, swimming, swimming in gualos.
Welcome back to Wavelength, bringing the best sounds from the Asian region. I'm your host, Ofnir Thing. Right now, joining me in the studio, I have Aaron Lives. He has a new single out called Nice to Know Ya, featuring Leon Sapphire. It's dropping this Friday, 28th of February at midnight. We're going to find out all about that tune and more. But first up, welcome back to the show, man.
Thank you for having me here. Thank you. It's good to be back in here.
So glad to have you back. It's been years.
Yeah, it's been hella long years. Yeah.
You know, I want to start off by going a bit off topic. You know, I just want to know, what kind of games are you playing right now?
Oh, dude,
I know you're a bit of a gamer.
Thank you for asking. I'm very glad to share that. I've been playing Destiny 2. I've been grinding 24/7. I slept at 6 a.m. just, you know, trying to get the exotic stuff. Sorry, Jin. Sorry, Juju. Yeah, that's the only thing. And Mobile Legends. I am excited for Cyberpunk 2077. And
that's a good one.
Yeah, and then I just watched the news that Malaysian company called put out a game called Eximius or something. Mm. So I am, you know, I am very excited to check that out. Yeah.
Has playing those games influenced the music part of you subconsciously at all?
Most definitely. You know, like, I mean, I've always been a gamer since I was a kid. I love playing games. And, you know, when you play Grand Theft Auto, you know, you feel that some type of way. Like, I'm going to, like, you know, do some bad things.
And the music helps
and
as well.
The music just comes in as well. Yeah. You know, that's how I... When you play Grand Theft Auto, you find, you know, just you finding out about these tracks playing on their radio.
Yeah.
Going, so that's how we discover music too.
And and there are a lot of rappers that release original music in GTA 5, you know,
a lot of
custom radio stations as well.
Like they have Blondie, you know, based off, you know, Frank Ocean and all that stuff.
So. And like D'Angelo did the soundtrack for Red Dead Redemption.
Oh really?
Yeah.
I didn't know. Wow. Oh wow. Know. That's great.
So the gaming is, you know, in a way, an escape from the studio as well, because you need some rest. You can't just do music 24/7.
Yeah, like I'm not the type of guy who goes out, you know, at night, you know, unless I'm lepa with my friends or whatever. But I rather to stay at home, you know, play more games because my girlfriend play games too.
That's nice.
So, you know, I can't run anywhere. She's like, "Are you ready tonight?" And I'm like, "I ain't ready."
Yeah. Now, you know, since Gualos, you've always sung the hook, I feel. But lately, you've really found your own pocket with heavier R&B and soulful vibes in your singing, slowly crafting out your own style. Could you tell me about that journey of finding that pocket?
Well, I've always liked this whole R&B thing. I've always loved this whole R&B sound and all that stuff. It's just that I don't really have the confidence to put it out until these guys came like, hey, why don't you just, you know, put it out and all that stuff. So I just decided to work on it. And I think that's just how it would be. Because I think it's very hard for me to do it live still. Like,
and to bare your soul in front of others.
So I have to really understand myself to like, okay, if you want to work on this, you got to make sure that it's 100% solid, and you got to make sure that everyone likes it and all that stuff. So,
because when it comes to singing that, you know, in an R&B kind of vibe, you really have to feel it as well.
Yep.
If your audience can't feel that feeling they're trying to get across, it won't work, right?
It wouldn't work. Yep. So, you know, I put out my real emotions and, you know, just imagine a lot of things and just put it out, you know.
You've been hopping on a lot of tracks as well, you know, featured alongside both local and non-local acts. Yeah. What's the approach like when making music with other artists? Like say from Japan.
Oh, okay. Like I did work with one producer from Japan. I don't really know how to pronounce his name. If he's watching right now, I'm sorry, bro. it's called Tom GGG or like Tom Gu in Japanese way of pronouncing it. But I never really got into a studio with him. He just sent me the beat and we just worked off that. It wasn't that hard at all. And it was a whole different genre for me too. He was just going like, you know, all this fast sound, which is quite interesting because I never did that before. Mm. And just decided to work with him, and everything it sounded great.
So for that particular one, he approached you.
Yeah, he approached me.
He slid into your DMs.
I think he sent us an email to Jin.
Wow, so formal.
Yeah, and I actually missed out one of the biggest chance to work with Hikaru Utaru.
Ooh, yeah. Whoa, like how did that come about?
She sent us the producer sent us an email and telling us that Hikaru Utaru wanted me to be on her song.
Damn.
And then I think I was busy working with my own music, and I wrote something on it already, and I recorded it, but I kind of forgot about it.
Oh no.
And then I was just like, you know what, let's just keep on doing up until now. Like, Hikaru, please come back.
Maybe you can make a song as an apology for her or something. what about the other teams? Do you usually work online with those people that collaborate with?
It depends. Like, if it's non-local, then online lah. Mm-hmm. But if it's local, like, I have my friend Akit, and we got Not Isaac, we got the Crazy Sound Boys and all that, you know, just to be, you know, just to chill in the studio, or like Leon, Reddy, Adira, you know, part of our label. Just you know, just chill and just vibe with everyone, just work, and everything is just chill. Yeah, nothing too serious.
You have a song with Kit Sante as well, and Lil J called Equalizer. That was for the 2018 FIFA World Cup. And Astro even used it for their World Cup video. Could you tell me more about that particular one?
Well, that one Kit hollered at me to be a part of the FIFA thing, the FIFA theme song, and it was quite fun because I get to see the process of how Lil J works, how Kit Sante works. So we got to be in the studio together and just like, you know, us, you know, helping each other out with our bars, with our flows and all that stuff. It was just crazy because, you know, I remember one time my mom was just chilling at the mama and the TV was just playing. I'm like, hey, is that my son? And she came back and she came back like, hey, Alice, you know you're on the TV? And I'm like, what do you mean? And then I turned on the sports channel and I saw it. And then,
oh, you mean you didn't know before that?
I didn't. I mean, I knew it was going to be out on TV, but like, I'm the type of guy who doesn't watch TV. So it was quite weird to see me on TV like...
All right. Was it all over the family group chat?
Oh, yeah. Especially my brothers just keep on sending it to my cousins and all that stuff. It's kind of annoying, but yeah.
You know, writing a song like for the World Cup and stuff, it's not that easy, I would think, because it's easy to fall into a trap of saying and rapping about things that are a bit too cheesy, you know. Yep. Let's stay victorious, let's never give up, you know. How is the writing of that song?
Oh, like? Dude, like, I don't watch football at all. I don't know who's like the main player now, which group is like leading with their points and all that stuff. I wouldn't even watch sports. I do play, but like, I never watch them. So writing it was just like the way I write my verse in Equalizer. It was just me, okay, let's just pretend this football thing is like the same as, you know, rapping, like grinding. So, you know, it is a part of your job, you know, playing these sports, and you don't want it to make it sound too cheesy, too corny. You still want to make it, you know, in your own vibes and all that. So I was just, you know, pretending that you, I don't know how to say it. It was just weird.
But you made it work.
I guess so.
So I guess it would be easier if, like, let's say someone from the esports world contacted you. Would that be something that you'd be interested in?
Oh, yeah. I would definitely write 32 bars on, like, oh, God, I would just get it done real quick.
And all the references, you would, like, just make it.
For sure.
I remember the first time you came in the studio, not for Wavelength, but it was for That Time of Night. I think this is in 2017. And Richard was telling me how you were making beats in our pantry on your laptop.
Yeah.
Do you still take your laptop around, you know, and make beats?
I do sometimes. I remember at this one gas station, like, just waiting for a kid. I just bought, like, my Tea Life drink. Sat there and just make beats until Akid come through, and then, hey, let's bounce. I mean, I still do make songs out here, but, like, nowadays, not really anymore. I like to be in my own zone, be in my room, and have people coming over to my place and, like, hey, let's just vibe, you know. I think 80% of it was just chilling, 20% music, because I know when I'm with someone, I can get it done faster.
Yeah. So it's all about productivity.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of true as well, because if you're the producer as well, your mind would be thinking about, oh, that snare doesn't really sound right.
Yeah.
You know, I could change the EQ a bit.
Yeah.
But taking a look at your past few tracks, you've worked with the likes of Gibo, Pill, 1080, not sure if I'm saying that right as well, Pluto.
Yeah.
What's your approach like when you find, are all these your friends or people that you've...
They were just like YouTube producers, you know, the
type beat.
Yeah, type beats. And my type of way of practicing, I would just go on YouTube and just find these beats and just like, hey, I'm gonna try and lay a verse, because, you know, to some people they think like, oh, YouTube beat because you're too lazy or you don't want to pay no producers. Like, I am trying to get it. Like, I'm just trying to lay out my ideas, and I feel it right, and I feel it's right, and I'll just buy out the beat and all that stuff.
But people shouldn't look down on those type of beats as well, because it could very well be the next Old Town Road, right? The Old Town Road, if I'm not mistaken, the beat was only bought for like 50 bucks or something.
I guess so. Like, even design about a panda and look where look how it went.
Yeah,
it was just that, you know, the YouTube beats. If someone's watching right now, if someone's listening right now, if you were trying to, you know, trying to practice or whatever, you can just, you know, there's nothing wrong with YouTube beats.
Yeah, nothing wrong at all.
You're still producers.
That's true. So do you have your own equipment at home now for the microphones? Because I remember you were telling me you always head to Jin's place to record.
Yeah, because I always have my earphones on. But yeah, now I'm thankful enough, thank God. I now can afford to buy my mics, my studio monitors, so I would just work on all of that stuff at home now.
Yeah. Nice. You have a new song out dropping soon called Nice to Know Ya. It's it's going to drop this Friday, 28th of February at midnight, featuring Leon Sapphire.
Yes.
How did the track come about, and how did you start working with Leon Sapphire?
Well, the thing about that song, I started out from the YouTube beat too. It's by Mixtape Soul. And I got inspired of that, and, like, you know, sent it out to Jin, and we all decided to, you know, flip it to make it sound like ours, you know, because you don't want to, because that vibe is there, but I'm trying to make it feel more soulful. So that's the time where I decided to have Wawa, Yuswa, Ice Sky, and Leon's Fire and all to be on board, so we all can, you know, share ideas on how to make that song work. And what's the song about is just another love song for me. But to be honest, the first two lines that I started, like, yeah, this time I'm free, I can't wait for long, tell me the answers. It's not even about love, it's just about me talking to myself and my music, because I just want to be up there. And I've been waiting for it for the longest time to be up there. I've been trying to reach for it. And that's how I got inspired of that. At first, the first verse was just all about music. And then the second verse comes in where Leon's Fire, and that's when the time, like, and that's the time when we all share our ideas on how to make it to a love song, because the initial thing was just me talking about my music, you know, just showing my love about my music. It was never about a girl.
But then it ended up that way.
It ended up that way because, you know, you're trying to make it relatable to the listeners too, you know, like, oh, they probably understand it this way, but the way I see it is a whole different thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that's pretty much it about Nice to Know You. Just me, you know, meeting my music, and Nice to Know You, I want to make you mine, and just, go up there. You know, that's pretty much it.
Yeah, you can really hear the live instrumentations in this song, you know, from the bass guitars to the pianos.
Yeah.
We were just speaking previously about how I got the vibe that it feels like a different Airlift song just because it has almost that live instrumentations.
Yeah, it is.
That I think sounded really great, especially those bass guitars, you know, you can really feel the rawness and you can really tell that someone played it, you know.
Yeah, I mean, Leon with the bass, he go crazy with the bass, and then Wawa would just land like
those chords really give some feels. it gave like those, you know, first dance at the wedding or maybe at the prom, high school prom kind of vibe. Since you started out making music in your room alone, is it kind of weird that now, you know, you're making music with a crowd?
I mean, back then I preferred to work by myself, but then long run, I think I need someone to be there, you know, by my side to help me understand, to help me focus on this should be like this.
And so to feed off the energy of other people.
And then, you know, I just need ideas. So working with people helps me a lot now because I have to be honest, I feel like sometimes I do feel, you know, burned out because, you know, I've been working by myself in my room and I feel like stuck in a box.
Mm.
Yeah, Roddy Rich.
One more question about that song. You know, in the end, you can hear the clock ticking. At first, I thought maybe it was a click from your door. So whose idea was that?
I think it was Ice Guys, right? It was Ice Guys just adding that, you know, ticking, tick-tock sound.
Because there's a video out there, if I'm not mistaken, they said that every single hit in a particular year all had the ticking clock sound.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
I didn't notice.
Was that his intention?
I think when he sent over the mix and all that, I kind of hear it and show, why this is some, you know, cool effects to add. I think it just, I think you can treat it as a percussions too, you know. Yeah, I think it makes sense for it to be there because, you know, the first line is about timing free and all that stuff. So I think it's great to be there.
Have you toyed with the idea of rapping or singing in Malay yet? I think the closest that we've got was the song Tak Tahu that you did with Sena. Sena.
I think there was just a one line where I said in Malay and the rest is all English. Yeah. But on a real though, I've been, you know, practicing. Shout out to Aizat and shout out to Akit for helping me, you know, write in Malay. Yeah, I've been practicing writing in Malay. It's not that I don't know how to write. It's just that I want to make sure everything is solid with that stuff. So I have a song with Isaac and Akit called Scully. I think it's going to be out on SoundCloud anytime soon. We did it for fun, but you can hear me rapping full in Malay.
All right, looking out for that. Last but not least, what are your future plans?
What are my future plans?
Any upcoming gigs that you'd like to promote?
I'm having this show. We're having this show at Taylor's March 8th for Sneakala thingy going on over there. That's pretty much it. They're just going to, you know, put out more new tracks and all that stuff. And my goal for this year is just to put out more tracks, and I just hope everyone vibes with it. That's for real. That's pretty much it. Yeah.
Thanks so much for coming to the show, Ben.
Thank you so much for having us here.
We're going to play and premiere the brand new song from Aleph's called Nice to Know Ya. More music coming away right after this. So keep it locked right here on Wavelength, BFM 89.9. Do you want to help me introduce the song?
What's good, everyone? It's your boy, Aleph's. And right now, you're about to hear Nice to Know Ya by me, Leon's Fire, Ice Sky, Wawa. I've just got to, you know, give all the shout-outs. Song's gonna come out on this Friday. Don't forget to pre-save it on your Spotify and Apple Music, and so you can listen to it every day. Thank you so much, everyone. Love you. Bye.
Yeah, this time I'm free. I can't wait for long. Tell me the answers. Show me all the signs. Am I next in line? Baby, don't break me. Sun is going down. Come and stay at night. Catch all these feelings. Hear your favorite song while I turn you on. Oh, counting the times, hours I've spent with you on my mind. I can't forget, girl, I ain't lying when I say you on my mind. I can't forget. Wanna make you mine, it's nice to know you. Babe,
baby, till the end of time.
Won't stop loving, loving you, babe. Love you till the end of my days.
I'ma show you ain't nothing but trust.
There's a space in my heart
just for us.
Welcome back to Wavelength, bringing you the best sounds from the Asian region. I've got a couple more tunes to play for you before I head out. Here's one from the Philippines. It's from the duo Manila Grey. Check it out. This one's called Rain Dance right here on Wavelength, BFM 89.9.
Rain man with the mom, numbers,
money. Rain man with the mom, fuck numbers. Rain dance with the mom, fuck aunties. You rain dance with the mom, fuck money.
Screaming bloody murder, I've been Nirvana. Don't be throwing up the stars, this ain't Grenada. Send my father to the war, man, or I'll be so died. Take my sister Theo's hands and we cross the strata. And we speak fresh like booty, say hey, Grenada.
So rush, go back.
Tunes that LA-based Korean singer Audrey put out. It's called Souffle. And with that, I'm down to one last tune before I head out of here. Just a reminder, if you'd like to get the full track list of all the songs that I played for you today and revisit the interview I had with Airlifts, you can head over to our website www.bfm.my/wavelength or on our very own BFM app, which is free on the App Store and Google Play. If you'd like to get in touch with me, you can tweet us at BFM Radio or email me feedback@bfm.my. Closing us off, I know I've been playing lots of hip-hop tunes on today's show, but let's end today's show with a new one from local band Alien Lipstick Fire. It's their brand new tune that will be dropping this Friday on the exact same day and time with the brand new Airlifts tune. Alien Lipstick Fire will also be performing a session live in the studio, so stay tuned for that in the weeks to come. But anyway, check this one out, a brand new one from Alien Lipstick Fire. It's called Had Him At Ease. Until next time, you've been listening to Wavelength, bringing you the best sounds from the Asian region. My name is Afnir Ting. See you next week. BFM 89.9.
I know.